This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Bama Isha Yaitza Uvama Einu Yaitza. What may a woman wear outside on Shabbos, and what may she not wear? Lo Teitze Isha Lo Bechutei Tzemer. She may not go out wearing wool strings, Velo Bechutei Pishtan, nor linen strings braided into her hair, Velo Beritzuais, nor leather bands, Shebiraisha in her hair, Velo Sitbal Bohen Acheterape. She must loosen them before she immerses in a mikvah, and she might come to carry them outside. Velo Bitotefes, she may not go out wearing a golden headband, Velo Bisambutin Bisman She'enan Tefurin, nor with pendants hanging from the sides of her face that are not sewn onto her hair covering, since she might take them off to show to her friend and then come to carry them outside. Velo b'chavul l'rishus harabim, she may not wear a cloth headband out into the rishus harabim, but she may wear it in her courtyard. Chazal did permit her some minimum amount of adornment in her own courtyard so that she will be attractive to her husband. The other adornments mentioned here are forbidden even in the courtyard because we're concerned that she may come to carry them outside. Velo be'er shel zav, she may not go out wearing a city of gold, which was a tiara decorated with pictures of Yerushalayim. Velo bekatla, nor with a neck choker. Velo benizamim, nor any nose rings. Velo betabas she'en ole chaysim, nor with finger rings without a signet seal. Velo bemachat she'eno nekuvo, nor with a pin with a brooch but without a hole for sewing. Ve'im yotzos eino chayeves chatos. All of these things are really adornments, so they are permitted by Torah law and forbidden only by rabbinic law, due to concern that she might come to carry them outside. Therefore, if she wears them outside but does not take them off and carry them, she does not offer a korban chatos in atonement. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, Yitzien Bebeitzas Hachargol. One may go out on Shabbos wearing a grasshopper egg, Ubeshein Shel Shuel, or a fox tooth, Ubemasmar Min Hatzoluv, or nail from a gallows, Mishum Refua, this was a segula treatment, Divrei Remeir, this is according to Remeir. V'chachamim oimrim, af b'chol osir, according to the chachamim, even during the week, these things are forbidden. Mishum darkei ho'emayri, since these are the superstitious practices of the Amorites, which the Torah forbids. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Lo yetze ho'ish besandal hamesumer. A man may not go out wearing a nailed sandal. This prohibition was instituted in remembrance of a tragedy that occurred once on Shabbos in which people were trampled to death with nailed sandals. Velo b'yochid bisman she'ein baragli mako, nor with just one sandal, unless he has a bruise on the other foot that prevents him from wearing a sandal on it. Otherwise, people might laugh at him for wearing just one sandal, and he will come to take it off and carry it. Velo b'tfilin, nor with tfilin, even according to the opinion that requires tfilin on Shabbos, one may not wear them outside, lest he come to take them off when he goes to the bathroom and then carry them. Velo b'kemia, bezman she'enoy min ha-mumche, nor with a healing amulet made by a person who is not a proven expert. Velo b'shirion, nor with armor. Velo b'kasto, nor with a helmet. Velo b'magofayim, nor with metal shin guards. Ve'im yotza eino chayiv chatos. These things are forbidden only by rabbinic law, So if one wears them outside, he does not offer a korban chatas in atonement. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Lo Teitzei Isha B'machad Hanekuvo. A woman may not go out wearing a sewing needle stuck into her clothing. This is considered a normal way of carrying needles and is therefore forbidden by Torah law. V'lo b'tabash sheyesh ala chaysam, nor with a signature ring, which is not considered jewelry and is therefore forbidden by Torah law. V'lo b'kulyar, nor with a crown-like ring around her head. Most women do not wear those, so it is not considered jewelry and is forbidden by Torah law. V'lo b'koveles, nor with a koveles, which is a gold or silver knot that holds perfume. V'lo b'tzloiches shel palyotain, nor with a jar of perfume. V'im yotzisa chayeves chatas divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir forbids the perfume container by Torah law. V'chachamim patron b'koveles u'b'tzloiches shel palyotain. But the Chachamim forbid them only by rabbinic law, since they consider them adornments, which are forbidden only due to concern that she might take them off to show her friends. And that's the end, Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Lo Yetzei Ho'ish, Lo Besayev. A man may not go out carrying a sword, V'lo Bekeshes, nor with a bow, V'lo Betris, nor with a triangular shield, V'lo V'ala, nor with a circular shield, V'lo B'Reimach, nor with a spear. V'im Yotza Chayev Chatas, if he does so, he must offer a Korban Chatas, since they are forbidden by Torah law. Reb Eliezer Omer, Tachshitin Hein Loi, Reb Eliezer said, they are adornments, and therefore forbidden only by rabbinic law. The Chachamim Omerim, Einan Ela L'Ganai. The Chachamim answered that weapons are a disgrace to mankind and not an adornment. Shenemar, as it is written, V'chitzu Charbosam Li'itim, they will beat their swords into plowshares, V'chaniseisehem L'mazmeirais, and their spears into pruning hooks, Lo yisagoy el goy cherev, v'lo yilmedu oid melchama. Nations will not raise sword against nation, and they will no longer teach warfare. Biris, leg rings used to hold up socks, tehaira, are not susceptible to tumah, since they are peripheral to the sock. V'yotzien ba bashabos, but one may wear them outside on Shabbos. Kivolim, the chain that holds the two rings together to make girls take shorter steps, Temein, is susceptible to tumah, since it serves its own function. It is considered a utensil in its own right. V'ein yotzien bohen bashabos, but one may not wear it outside on Shabbos. Since they were often made of gold, she might take it off to show her friends and come to carry it. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Yoytza isha b'chutei seyor. A woman may go out wearing strands of hair tied to her own, bein mishalah, whether that hair was originally hers but was cut off, bein mishal chaverta, or another woman's hair, bein mishal behema, or even an animal's hair, ubetaitefes, a golden headband, ubesam butin, pendant hanging from the side of her face, Zman Shehein Tefurin, she may go out as long as they are sewn onto her hair covering, since she will not come to take them off, Bekovul, she may go out into her courtyard wearing a cloth band, Ubepeyanachris, or a wig, lechatzir to her own courtyard, but not into Rishos HaRabim, b'maych sheba'ozna, she may go out wearing a wad of cloth in her ear to absorb wax, u'b'maych shebesandla, or a wad in her shoe to cushion her foot, provided it is tied in place, u'b'maych shehiskina lenidasa, or to absorb her menstrual blood, even if it is not tied in place, bepilpil, she may go out with peppercorn, ubegarger melech, or with salt, ubekoldover shetitain letoich piha, or some other substance in her mouth, to either prevent bad breath or treat tooth disease, ubelvad shelotitain lechatchila bashabos, provided that she put it in before Shabbos. V'im nafal lo sachzir, if it fell out, she may not put it back in. Shein toiseves, a fake tooth. V'shein shel zahav, or a gold tooth cover. Rebbe matir, Rebbe said she may wear these. V'chachamim oisrim, the chachamim say she may not, since people might laugh at her. She might take it out and come to carry it. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Yoitzien besela sha'al hatzinis. She may go out wearing a coin tied against a sore on the bottom of her foot to treat the sore. Habonois ketanois yoitzois bechutin vafilu bekismin shebaznehen. Little girls who just had their ears pierced may go out wearing strings or small sticks in the holes to keep them from closing. Arbiyos yoitzois reulois. In Arab countries, women may go out wearing the accepted Arabic head coverings. Umadiyos perufois. In Modai, women may go out wearing a cloak, described in the next Mishnah. V'chol adam ela shedibru chachamim b'hoiveh. These garments are permitted in all countries, but the halachos were stated regarding countries where these garments were most common. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, Porefes al ho'even va'al ho'egoiz v'al hamatbeya. A cloak may be tied in place by wrapping its string around either a stone or a nut or a coin when it's attached to the other side and then worn outside on Shabbos. Uvilvad shalotifreif lechatchila b'Shabbos. However, the coin must be tied on before Shabbos, otherwise it is muksa. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Ha'kiteya Yaitse Bekav Shaloi Divrei Remeir. According to Remeir, a person who is missing a foot may go out wearing a fake foot, since this is like his shoe. Reb Yaisi Oiser, according to Reb Yaisi, he may not, since he leans his weight on his crutches, not on the fake foot. It is considered a burden. V'im yesh lo beis kibul kisusin tame, if the fake foot has a space for keeping something soft to cushion the end of his leg, it is susceptible to tuma, since wood utensils are susceptible to tuma only if they are made for holding things. Samoichos shaloi temein midras, if he has wood or leather supports beneath his legs, which he leans on, they are susceptible to tumas medris. V'yotzien bohen b'Shabbos, he may go out with them on Shabbos. V'nichnosin bohen b'azara, and he may wear them into the Beis HaMikdash since they are not considered shoes. Kisei v'samachos shaloi temein midras. If he sits in a low chair and drags himself along using two small crutches and ties leather pads to his knees, since he sometimes leans on them as he pulls himself, the pads are susceptible to tumas medris, since he leans on them. Ve'ein yoytzien bohen b'shabos. He may not go out with them on Shabbos, since they might fall off and he might come to carry them. Ve'ein nichnosen bohen ba'azara. And he may not wear them into the Beis HaMikdash, since they are considered shoes. On katmin, a play mask made for frightening children, tahirin, is not susceptible to tumah, since it is neither an adornment nor a functional utensil. Ve'ein yitzien bohen. And they may not be worn outside on Shabbos. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. Habanim yitzien b'ksharim. Boys may go out on Shabbos wearing their father's shoe straps tied to their shoes. This was a segula so that they will not miss their fathers when they are away. Ubnei melachim bezugin, sons of kings may go out wearing golden bells sewn onto their clothing as decorations, provided that they do not really ring. V'chol adam elo shedibru chachamim b'hoive. Actually, anyone may wear such bells, but the halacha was stated regarding kings' sons, since it is common for them to wear it. That's the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.